Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. And if you missed the previous segment, we had Judith Levine on a great piece in The Guardian talking about just these terms that we get using that are really easy to conflate issues in ways that are not helpful to solving problems. So we talked about the terms pro-Israeli, pro-Palestinian, and how those are getting conflated into all kinds of things that they really have nothing to do with. And so you got to be able to separate the government from the people. You got to be able to separate the actions and the history and all of the nuances and the complexities in so many of these things. But it's easy to just conflate, to create a moral equivalence on some issues, but not on others. It's very selective that way, tends to be, especially online. And so we want to get underneath now that we've established that to some of the real issues that are going on that might actually get to a better solution. A new ceasefire proposal is being negotiated in Egypt today between Israel and Hamas. And we know that Secretary of State Blinken is in the region, will be part of those ongoing conversations. And the way things seem to be shaping up, it looks like about a six-week pause in the fighting is what is on the table. The proposal is the latest effort to release the remaining hostages that are being held by Hamas, a way to create space for some of the much-needed aid to reach the Palestinian people inside of Gaza. What's in the proposal and what the latest could be in terms of getting to that temporary versus lasting peace is what we want to break down in this segment of the show. So let's start during an appearance on MSNBC this morning. The Strategic Communications Director for the White House, John Kirby, talked about the ceasefire negotiations taking place in Egypt between the two parties. And here's what he had to say about the state of hostage negotiations and how Hamas should step down for the peace process to continue.
If they really cared about the Palestinian people, if they really cared about an independent state, they'd lay down their arms, they'd step aside, they'd release those hostages, and let us get on with the business of working with Israel and the Palestinian Authority that could actually manage the aspirations of the Palestinian people. As for the hostages, we're continuing to work this every day, even though there is a proposal that doesn't appear to be moved on right now by Hamas. That doesn't mean we're giving up on it. We're just not going to quit.
All right. And so that was John Kirby this morning talking about if Hamas really was interested in the good of the Palestinian people, if they really were concerned about the safety of the hostages, they would stand down because that would immediately shift everything. And it would allow a group like the Palestinian organization to step forward. And again, there's a lot that needs to be done on that side of the equation as well. But there is at least a path there. In terms of if you want to get all the way to a two-state solution, that's the only way. Hamas doesn't exist in a two-state solution. And so to me, that's where it gets very complicated because Hamas needs the conflict to maintain power. And so that becomes very difficult to navigate. Now, yesterday, John Kirby talked with George Stephanopoulos on NBC about the negotiations, and he also talked about an important area where there's a lot of concern across the spectrum on this issue, and that is the planned Rafah invasion by Israel and how a six-week pause in the fighting increases the chance to find a more permanent peaceful solution and ultimately an end to the conflict.
They've assured us that they won't go into Rafah until we've had a chance to really share our perspectives and our concerns with them. So we'll see where that goes. Obviously, if we're able to get this hostage deal in place, and we are still working at that, Hamas has not fully rejected it. They are considering this proposal on the table. If we can get that in place, then that gives you 6 weeks of peace. It gives you no fighting for 6 weeks, and that includes no fighting in Rafah. And what we're hoping is that after 6 weeks of a temporary ceasefire, we can maybe get something more enduring in place.
Now, we know that the Biden administration has been very outspoken in terms of the potential attack on Rafah, and President Biden being very specific in terms of him being against that. And we know that part of what Secretary Antony Blinken is doing in the region is meeting with his Israeli counterparts to continue to go down this path of a temporary ceasefire, trade for some of the hostages, and then ultimately getting on a path toward peace. That's part of his objective there as he negotiates his way along. So today, Secretary of State Blinken in Saudi Arabia gave a very stern warning to Hamas about the latest peace proposal and why they should get on board.
The quickest way to bring this to an end is to get to a ceasefire and the release of hostages. Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel. And in this moment, the only thing standing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas. They have to decide, and they have to decide quickly.
That was a very strong statement there by Antony Blinken in terms of the only thing standing between the Palestinian people in Gaza and a agreement to peace is Hamas. The Secretary of State also spoke about the potential invasion of Rafah and how the U.S. does not support that operation, even if the current negotiations for a ceasefire collapse.
We've said clearly and for some time now on Rafah, in the absence of a plan to ensure that civilians will not be harmed, we can't support a major military operation in Rafah. And we have not yet seen a plan that gives us confidence that civilians can be effectively protected.
Now, one of the interesting things coming out from early this morning, talking to a few folks back in Washington, D.C., they all seem to agree with what Secretary of State Blinken said on Monday, and that is that this ceasefire proposal from Israel is, quote, extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel, that in this moment, the only thing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas. And I think there are some things inside of this proposal that you would think that Hamas would jump on and move forward on. But that's the big test and the big challenge in all of this. Is there a way to make a step towards a sustainable calm? That's going to be the new term. You're going to hear a lot of that this week because I don't think either side wants to be content or be tagged with taking a ceasefire at any cost. But I think a step towards a sustainable calm will be the new way to position it with the people of Israel, the people inside of Gaza, and those right here, leaders in the United States of America. We'll step aside for some bottom-of-the-hour news. More Inside Sources coming up next on KSL News Radio. Stick around.